Hello, I'm Pastor Doug Meacham from Grace Chapel in Westerville, Ohio, and we welcome you back to Life's Beautiful Journey Radio. Each week, we will be talking about a different part of life, and this week, we will be talking about harvest. Now, our church will be having a fall harvest party this coming Sunday night, and it made me think about what the harvest is truly all about. You know, in Ohio, where I live, you can see the entire process unfold before your eyes when it comes to the crops on farms. You see the farmers plant the fields early on in the season, and then, at least with corn, you see the stalks reaching knee-high by the 4th of July, as they say. Then as they grow to full height, you no longer can see around the stalks as you turn a corner near a farm. Then in late summer or early fall, the crops are gathered, and eventually the stalks turn brown and are cleared for the next season. You know, it reminds me of a story I heard about a grandma who was near passing away, who tells her grandchild, "I want to leave you my farm. That includes the barn, livestock, the harvest, the tractor, and other equipment, the farmhouse, and $24 million in cash." Wow, the grandchild, who was absolutely floored and about to become rich, says, "Oh, Grandma, you're so generous. I didn't even know you had a farm. Where is it?" And with her last breath, the grandmother whispered, "On Facebook." Oh, man. Some people get to experience the farming and harvesting process virtually there, I guess, on Farmville, right? But I can remember harvest time in the fields behind our house where I was raised. And once that took place, of course, the harvesting, we could then ride our dirt bikes back in those fields without any obstacles. We'd ride all over the place back there. And as a kid, that was something else, to be able to be that free to ride around. But once they were plowed, it was a no-go for riding. I found that out the hard way. Once when we rode in that area, and of course it was normally smooth, but since it was plowed, the terrain was very uneven and rough, and it caused my motorbike to launch up in the air a bit, and I landed funny on the gas tank instead of the soft seat. Woo, talking about pain. Ouch. But that field where we would ride is now a golf course and a country club. So I don't think they would appreciate us riding a dirt bike back there any longer. But I do remember some great harvest festival events over the years. You know, we had our own fall festival on October 1st, as we've mentioned, and it was a little early this year. We might have to push it back some just to increase attendance there, but it was fun. And of course, some of the events that I remember over the years were hay rides and corn mazes, of course, bonfires and fall treats like kettle corn or pumpkin flavored everything, right? In fact, we just attended the pumpkin show in Circleville, Ohio. And there you could try pumpkin burgers, pumpkin cinnamon bites, pumpkin pie, and pumpkin spice coffee, among other things. We did, I think, all of that. And everything was so good. But, you know, the harvest that they celebrate, of course, being pumpkins, they have all sizes, and one was even over 1,800 pounds. It was amazing. In fact, some are so big, they do all these elaborate carvings on them, and it's always fun to see those. But the largest pumpkin pie, or one of them, I guess, in the country also is there in a bakery in Circleville. But it was a fun time. You know, I read that in the United States, there are over 2 million farms covering an area of 900 million acres, or I believe it's like close to 2 million square miles. So that's incredible. You know, if you have ever gone to the store to get some produce or most any other product, you can thank one of those farmers for what they do, right? You know, we rely on what is harvested more than we think or understand. But harvesting isn't just confined to crops or livestock. You know, as Christians, we are asked to plant seeds of the gospel when we know someone is unsaved, then reap the harvest of salvation when the Spirit of the Lord moves us to invite them to accept Jesus into their hearts. There's a scripture that talks about this in Matthew 9:35 through 38. And it says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." You know, Jesus knew that salvation would be needed for this dying world, didn't he? You know, and he would need disciples to cast the seed and reap that harvest. That's what he's talking about in that scripture. And, you know, think about all of those people that you see around you who are struggling every single day. You know, so many are contemplating suicide or fighting and battling depression and even living on the streets. Some are addicted to drugs. You know, I think about Jesus and how he not only saw what was going on around him in his day, but he knew what would come in the future. You know, have you been planting seeds of the gospel where you were or where you are, of course, in your neighborhood or where you work? That is what we're called to do each and every day of our lives, aren't we? So don't hesitate to take any opportunity you are given to reach the lost in your life. You may be the only Jesus that they see. And wouldn't it be awesome to be able to harvest that crop that had been there, you know, in somebody's life, just ready to be harvested, just waiting to receive salvation? You know, that could happen for you this week. And of course, knowing that is the best way to travel through life's beautiful journey. Our podcast, again, is sponsored by Grace Chapel Community Church, and more information can be found about the church at gracechapel.us. Again, that's gracechapel.us. Remember that you can also send me an email directly to PastorDougMeacham@yahoo.com. Again, that's PastorDoug, M-E-A-C-H-A-M, at yahoo.com. So won't you join us again next week for Life's Beautiful Journey? Thanks again for joining us, and God bless.